Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of The Grub Buds. Of course, I'm your host of the most trim steam machine, Steen. As always, I'm joined by the hoe.
Wah.
Named Joe, Booty Boy Booty. And Vincent's kind of like doing weird with his head. It almost like it's hard to tell with him on the green screen also, and that the mic kind of leads into it. I don't know. You could see his body, but his head starts to kind of have this weird effect. But that's Notice the Throatus, the Gotus, the... Oh, pretty fresh cut, baldest, the Z, Vincent Guthrie, whenever he decides to stop running this bit. Welcome in, everybody. Today, we are eating Burger King. We're going to eat the Million Dollar Whoppers, then all three new. What were you doing?
Just the bit. And then you were like, whenever he decides to stop running the bit, I was like, damn, I need to make it go longer. And then the thought of doing it longer made me laugh. I was like, fuck.
Well, to say, also, when this was a laugh, is is the most horrendous sound possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Today we are eating the Burger King Million Dollar Whoppers. I believe there's a fried pickle Whopper,
yep,
a maple bourbon glaze Whopper,
yep, mm-hmm,
and a Mexican street corn Whopper.
This is all a bit. He made a fucking infographic, him acting like he doesn't know exactly what
I honestly are. The biggest one was the fried pickle ranch,
yes,
Million Dollar Whopper, which was the one that I was like, wait, there's something weird going on with that one. We are also going to try the pickle fries. They're, yep, out right now. And the cheesy tots as well.
Yes.
And whatever this
While you were upstairs, we decided since this is just on their normal menu, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Never mind.
So right now, Burger King has a frozen pink lemonade, and we ordered it, and then they got there, and they said, actually, that's a bit that we were running. We don't actually have the...
Yes.
The, you know.
The lemonade. Do you lemonade, want this so. Frozen cherry thing instead? We're like, yeah, fuck it, why not?
So there you go, frozen cherry thing.
Yeah.
I'd already paid for the lemonade, so they gave me the cherry.
Yep.
So... that's what we've got going on. That's what we're cooking right now.
The Burger King mukbang, if you will.
Before we get too deep into it, I do want to thank everyone over at the Patreon, patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out Joe, Aaron, Skyler, Dylan, Ozzy, and Mailbox Kansas City. Now opening, I think still open in the Iron District, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're watching here on YouTube, appreciate it if you guys would like, comment what would be on your Whopper. Because I think this was the Million Dollar Whopper was a challenge that Burger King ran.
Yes.
So let's comment what you would put on your Whopper if what? You could design one.
Yes.
I had to look up how to spell it because I needed it for documentation purposes at school.
I would love to know what you looked up how to spell.
Fellatio.
Okay.
Not made better by the second part of what he said. For documentation purposes,
a student was simulating fellatio noises in class.
Okay. Right. Not as bad as it could have been. All right.
I would be like, he was sucking dick in class.
We're not going to. No. But so let's get into it. Let's keep going. Oh, so comment what you would. Sorry, real quick. Comment what you would put on your Whopper. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, make sure to like and comment. You can still comment over there and follow.
Yeah, I can't believe my semen and horse shit Whopper didn't make the finals.
Okay, I'm going to pull something out of this bag and we're going to eat it.
There's two bags. Ooh.
Actually, we'll probably start with the fried stuff first.
That would make sense. Those are going to hold up the worst.
So, one of them, they are cheesy tots, which I have to assume is normal tater tots just with cheese inside of them. And then we also have... I was going to say, we did there were two options for the Million Dollar Whopper meal. It was the three Whoppers for like $18 or three Whoppers and three fries for like $21.
I'll say they came in a Whopper flight. They know us. Yes. So we ordered a flight of Whoppers.
But then the other fried item that Truman is talking about is fried pickles, which are which they are pickle spears. No, those are the pickles. Yeah, which they're spears, which is like strips and not slices. Yep. That's what I was trying to convey. Pretty good. I see they're reusing the box design from the Addams Family meal. This is the same box that the churros came in because this is your little.
Yeah.
Oh, did those come with a ranch? Is there ranch in the bag?
There is ranch in the bag.
Hmm.
I mean, these are good, you know? I don't know what to tell you.
So I assume we're all pretty high on fried pickles then.
Yeah. I mean, fried pickles are good.
Fried pickles are fire.
The only thing that I have against them is one time I ate some and then later in the night threw up and all that was left is the the green skin.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Which was a little gross, but as you can tell, obviously, back on the fried pickle game.
Yeah.
So,
can't keep a good man down.
Didn't affect me that much.
Yep. There's our Spotify playlist. If you guys ever need the Spotify playlist, let me know.
What's it called? Truman's Mood Lighting Playlist?
Stream. Oh, fuck. I didn't fucking. Well, you know what? We're just going to have to click through over to the pickle fries. Normally, I like link it, but I didn't link those because I was rushing. The pickle fries, I will be very honest with you guys, was a late addition. Pickle fries, $3.99, 380 calories, 1 gram of protein. Is that, or no, 7 grams of protein. That's actually pretty good. That's actually kind of surprising, honestly.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the math on the value per calorie?
This one's actually pretty easy. It's just under 1 calorie per dollar, percent. Because it's $3.99 and it's, you know.
Yes. I want to make sure that somehow Truman didn't get the California prices like last time.
I'm pretty sure I've gotten Midwest prices here.
Yes, yes, this one is correct. $3.99.
Yeah.
I fucks with it. I love fucking fried pickles.
Really?
If anything, this is... Oh, my God. Fucking... So, I assume Mexican Street Corn Whopper is going to be the best. Spoilers. That's my hope, because I fucking love Mexican Street Corn.
Sure, sure.
Mexican Street Corn Impossible Whopper and some fucking pickle fries. Are you kidding me?
Did you get...
I'm living my best vegetarian life.
Did you guys get any Impossible Whoppers?
We did not, no. We just got the regular flight. I
was kind of surprised.
Well, because like, we...
I honestly didn't see an option to do it. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but it just said, like, flight, all three of them. I hit add to cart.
Mm-hmm. And by looking at the bags, you guys only got one Whopper of each.
Yeah.
Well, because the Whoppers were like $8 or something crazy.
Well, that's where, like, if you did the flight without fries, it was like $18.
Okay.
Well, cool. So even then, I was like, damn, okay.
That's not too bad of a deal. I mean, I guess, but not great. Speaking of fine but not great, pickle fries. Let's rate these pickle fries. I will say I like their chicken fries pretty good. I also like the mozzarella fries a little bit more than these pickle fries, I would say. But as far as pickle fries go, I think I'd put it... I'm willing to give it like a... Man, still got to remove Owen. RIP to Owen. You know? I'm going to put this right at a...
I don't know how long this is in there, but...
64.
Once again, your father proves he's funny.
Brisket and a potato pancake on my Whopper. Add 2 Passover patties and you've got a Rosh Whopper. Nice. That's good. Good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Steenroller. Appreciate that. Pickle fries. I'm giving pickle fries 64. I think they're, I mean, not the best fried pickles I've had, but I've also had worse ones, I will say.
I would like Joe to go next. Man, so as much as I love this place, you know who had the fucking, so, fucking cardboard fries. Corner. Does everything on a waffle iron, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, got it. And cardboard corner here in KC.
So I don't know why when I ordered fried pickles, I was expecting not waffled, but it was something. It was an experience of all time. They were simultaneously way too hard and way too chewy.
You got waffled pickle fries?
Waffled pickle fries.
Oh.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
I have not reordered them.
Joe, are ready?
I don't know, I feel like I'm with you. I'm going to give these a 67.
Okay. Vincent, are you super low on these?
I fucking love
fried pickles. Was hyping this
shit up. Yes.
This is like an 80. This is like an old scale A for me. I want to go get more of these.
Yeah. You're in on that?
Being able to just get some from a drive-thru is so gas.
Yeah. And the pickle fries, I think, are kind of like Taco Bell's nacho fries, but they're like limited time. And it's like they're half of the time where you're
are
like,
they actually?
What, nacho fries?
Or no, I don't know. Pickle fries? But the pickle fries, yeah.
I thought the pickle fries, I feel like pickle fries have been around for a while.
No, I was going to say, because when I had the menu up, he was in my car, and I was like, have we already, I feel like we've done these. Or was it just, was there somewhere else that had pickle fries recently?
No. I think we just see them fairly often, but I don't think we've had them.
All right, it said new on the thing, and I was looking.
Because they said new, and they're in the limited time only.
Well, the same thing with the cheese dots. Cheese dots have definitely been there plenty of times before. Come back plenty of times.
I was like, the Cheesy Tots did not have new next to their name, but.
But they were in the limited time. I did see.
Yeah, they were in limited time, yes.
Also, like Truman said, these burgers are $8 a piece, or if you have two friends, $19 for all three.
$19 for all three. Not bad. Okay.
With no fries.
All right. Let's do the cheesy tots real quick. I'll get them. I'll show them to the camera.
A tater tot with some cheddar cheese mixed in with the potatoes.
Joe? That's a bold guess. Oh, my God.
It looks like a tot.
Am I crazy? Is it a four-piece is what I saw on the thing?
No, we got an eight.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Because a four-piece was like $1, and I was like, I want at least two of these.
So the four-piece is what's going to be in the slideshow here. But, yeah. Eight-piece for three people makes sense.
You both already took. Okay.
Okay. All right, I kind of fuck with these. I see the vision. By the way, $1.79 for a four-piece, 150 calories. Still not...
How much was the eight-piece, Jeff?
Really, I think places get my respect if it's more than one calorie percent.
The eight was $3.50.
I guess if you dip them in ranch, you get a little closer. They're pretty good.
I'm not going to... I enjoy the, like... Of course, I know they didn't, but they're less, like, cylinder-shaped, and I feel more like somebody took shredded potatoes and cheese and went...
Are either of you people of culture where... Have you guys had the Casey's Cheesy Potato Bites?
I have not.
These kind of taste like the Casey's Cheesy Potato Bites, but less salty. And I fuck with the Casey Cheesy Potato Bites, like heavy.
Like Casey's, like the gas station?
Yes, like the gas station that's mostly a food store, to be honest with you.
That's mostly a feminine phenomenon.
There was one left, and I will give it to whoever wants it.
I got trapped on the fries.
4 grams of protein. Oddly enough, less grams of protein than the pickle fries. Awesome. That's fine. Although for the 8-pack, I guess you would get more grams of protein, so you get probably one more gram of protein, so a little weird, but I would think that the cheese had more protein than the pickles, but I don't know. I guess
well, you don't fucking know dick about shit, apparently.
You are incorrect. 7 grams of protein
in an 8-piece, so it's the exact same then. Interesting. Okay,
which means it's actually like 375 or something.
Yeah, that's fair. Cheesy Tots, I'm actually very satisfied by these. I'm giving these a 75. This is a solid side. Probably where the rub for me is that it's bad value, I guess. But if I could just sub these in instead of a large fry, could I get an 8-piece cheesy tot? Yeah, I'd do that. But if it's just like 4 cheesy tots versus a small fry, I'd probably rather have a small fry. But still, a good side. Better than the, just slightly better than the Casey's, and I really like the Casey's one. So, give me 75. Actually, you know what? Give me a 77. I'm bumping it up.
I'm giving these nice. They're a 69.
69 for Joe? Very That's nice. But,
that was Vincent.
Well, fuck you. You're giving it a 69.
You're
going to say heinous stuff.
I actually hate that this keeps happening, because like it feels like a bit that we run on the show that I just have the contrarian opinion.
I need a way to combine contrarian and Vincent. And I can't.
Contrincent.
That's
my very contrincent opinion.
Contrincent.
Ventrarian also seems like a way easier layup.
What'd you say?
Ventrarian.
Ventrarian, yes. Yeah, that is.
You know what? He kind of killed it with that one.
He cooked.
Fucking, I have never been a tater tot person in general. The texture and like they are like never as like crispy as I want them, and like the middle's always like kind of mush, which is like a not very satisfying texture. Sure.
I'm one of the few tater tot people on the show, I feel like. I think I might be the one.
Mm.
Are you tater tots over fries? When you go to Sonic, what do you get?
Tater tots.
Yeah, okay. Then me and Joe, then I think we're split. When Owen used to be here, I think Owen's a fries at Sonic.
However, I also, if given the option, will take the non-potato option.
What does that mean?
Rings.
Onion rings.
Oh, yeah, you are a rings person.
But I also married somebody who absolutely loves potatoes more than me, so.
Tots, fries, rings, I would say. But they're all pretty close. I don't hate
with me, it's like rings on special occasions, but rings on default is fry. Yeah.
Right.
And then tots, I just actively dislike tots.
So we're anxiously awaiting your ranking.
Yes. And the cheese, I don't know, it didn't do it for me. It didn't taste like real cheese. It tasted like a weird, like, almost cheese whizzy type cheese.
I don't know how to tell you this. we probably ain't eating a lick of real cheese this whole episode.
You're not wrong.
It's all plastic from here on
out. It was very prominent in the cheesy.
I have bad news about American fast food.
And so all of that being said, it was less than mid. It was not very satisfying, which is why I felt bad taking the extra one. Even though you guys had more pickle fries than me, I was like, fuck you, I'm taking the tot, even though I don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's like a 48.
Oh, my God.
Like 50,
oh, my God.
50 is perfect mid.
That's crazy.
And it's less than mid.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Okay. All right. Well.
Apparently, I'm being used for documentation purposes.
Yes, you are. The show goes on. We'll see what Whopper we grab. You only got one Whopper, so we're going to split it three different ways. Who would like to cut the Whopper?
Rock, paper, scissors. Fight. Oh, go to.
I don't care.
Okay. Fried pickle ranch to start. Which is probably
a good one to start with given the fried nature of it.
Because I've already had my fries, so. Sure. So we got the fried pickle ranch Whopper.
This looks like a hell of a sandwich.
So something I should have asked as the fucking picky bitch on the show. Is there tomato on any of these?
Oh, I'm sure.
if I didn't see the option to get the Impossible Whopper.
It blows my mind for how uppity you are about some food things that you fucking pick tomatoes off is. That you're still a take tomato off kind of person is crazy.
I know. Like, it was so hard when I became vegetarian because I didn't like lettuce, I didn't like tomatoes, I didn't like mushrooms. We've made headway on two of those. I can stomach mushrooms now, and lettuce is fine. I would say I even enjoy lettuce now.
I'm all the way out so I can click on this.
But fucking, yeah, okay, hold on.
It doesn't look like there's any tomato.
Yes.
So the Burger King Fried Pickle Ranch Whopper features a 1/4 pound flame grilled patty. Sorry, I'm trying to grab it. God damn it.
Firmly grasp it.
You're watching this man struggle.
Wow. Topped with lettuce, creamy pickle ranch, fried pickles, crispy bacon, and Swiss cheese served on a sesame seed bun. Just got it. No, they're seeing it. They're seeing it.
Swiss cheese.
Yes, again, moral green screen. Also, Joe wearing the green polo. I didn't even fucking think about that. Oh, you look awful. I didn't even realize that.
No, it's okay. If I'm down here, I'm not as well lit.
There you go. You can tell this is a good American fast food item. It has more calories. It is over that 1 calorie percent mark.
Lovely.
870 calories for a $7.99 Whopper. You said you can get them into 3-pack for $19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's get in there.
Well, you can't get three of the same Whopper.
Lettuce, creamy pickle ranch, fried pickle, crispy bacon, and Swiss cheese. Sesame seed bun. Is it always a sesame seed?
Yes, Whopper is always sesame.
Hmm. A lot of interesting textures going on here. Very crunchy.
I'm in, though.
Crunchy in a good way, yeah.
No, this fucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is definitely better than the plain Whopper for sure.
Whoa. That bacon's good. Wow.
I was also like, the bacon is like really coming through. And especially when you have like a bunch of shit on it like this, I feel like the bacon usually gets lost in the sauce, and bacon doesn't really do it for me on a lot of fast food burgers. Mm-hmm. It's working. It's working, bitch.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not normally a pickle on my burger person. I used to be a pick the pickles off kind of person. I've gotten all of that. I don't pick anything off a burger because I'm an adult. But
can I help you?
But I will say the fried pickles, those do fuck. That fucks better than normal pickle slices. It's just that I wouldn't order pickles on a burger. Like if I'm at Five Guys, I'm not adding pickles. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But I'm not picking them off. But I would consider adding fried pickles from time to time if that was an option. Grilled jalapenos, always.
Mm. Grilled jalapenos are so good.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Can you guys help each other? If I can just sit here texting on the podcast,
we're just texting each other.
Wait, are you doing stream time or recording time?
Record time.
Okay, good.
Just doing record time for TikTok clips. You got, you know how it goes. Content.
Yeah, fucking away at the content mines. Dude, fucking, what was it?
It's creamy. It's pickle ranch. I almost want to just lick that ranch off just to try it. But I
was going to go live on Friday, and I was complaining in the car that I couldn't like do the Wordle because I had to wait to do it on stream. I was like, oh, such is the life of a content creator.
Might need that. Damn, you got to slam that baby.
Him. No, I have not had a sip.
You're a thirsty boy. It's funny that it's like branded as like a Fanta cherry because mm-hmm. that's just cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Although, to be fair, you also can't get cherry Fanta anywhere,
which is sad.
And sometimes, don't you just want a Fanta?
I mean, I would say if you're ever getting a cherry drink, might as well make it a spicy cherry. Maybe even a spicy cherry cola, perhaps. Get a Mr. Pibb. Okay.
Or you can just go for it and add like 22 extra flavors and just get a Dr. Pepper.
Just keep going. You're already 1/7 of the way there. Just keep going.
What's the step above Doctor?
There is no. There is no.
That's it. They've peaked.
Why? Are you trying to get that level of soda making? The next step?
No, because I saw somebody make an alcoholic beverage that contains zero Dr. Pepper, but they said tasted like Dr. Pepper.
Flaming Dr. Pepper, I believe, isn't it?
Well, I know there's a Flaming Dr. but they like named it something pepper.
But I thought the flaming Dr. Pepper is like, it's like fire. It's, I don't think it has Dr. Pepper in it.
Like, no. Yeah, what you're talking about is like, it's like, you're Fireball. Saying
there's five guys in this burger.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because the one you're talking about is like Fireball and something else, and it's literally just like a 1-to-1 Fireball and whatever other liqueur, and then just, oh yeah, that's Dr. Pepper.
A burger? Don't you mean a Whopper?
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh. What have we done?
What have I done?
The king is about to bust down the door.
Oh, my fucking God.
What are you doing?
Where are you?
All right.
Write his name in the sand.
What?
He cannot eat. He cannot sleep tonight.
He'll hear if you say it.
The story of his nightmare.
You guys are singing different songs.
I'm not singing a song. I'm quoting a movie.
I don't even know what movie you're quoting.
You should.
Oh, Red One.
We watched it yesterday.
We watched Red One. I will say, good slop. That's good slop.
Good slop.
There are movies. I'm going to release a TikTok about this. I think I'm going to start rating movies on TikTok. But sure. It's literally, there's peak, there's cinema, there's a real movie, there's good slop. There's bad slop, and then there's actually bad movies.
And then there's
I've seen them all over that spectrum this year.
There's actually bad movies, and then there's Venom 2.
Contrary to popular belief, I believe
Venom 3. Excuse
I believe that anyone but you goes into the bad slop category. I did not think that movie was any interesting at all. But is Red that, One goes that, into the good Glenn slop. Powell. That's good holiday slop. Yeah, fucking throw
See,
that.
I,
on.
I've heard from several movie reviewers that it was bad slop.
People are saying that. I think it's fun. I think it's a lot like a lot of Christmas movies that have come out. But I would say it's a touch funnier and a touch better, I think.
I mean, it also falls into
I've
that,
also
like,
heard it branded as everything wrong with Hollywood.
I mean, but it also falls into like true. That Godzilla kind of thing where you're like, there's not going to be a story here. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have an okay time.
To be fair, most Godzilla's good slop, but like Godzilla Minus One is like
peak. That one's cinema. That one's cinema for sure. Yes. Okay. Fried pickle ranch Whopper. What are we thinking?
Shit, this was like extra good slop.
Yeah, this was quite good slop.
This was cinema. I give this.
Oh my god. There's too many rating scales already.
I'm gonna give it an 80.
80?
Yeah. This was a good burger.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
I'm at like 78 on it.
Yeah.
I feel like I did enjoy the pickle fries on their own a little bit better. But yeah, a lot of this worked really well together.
This is an 83 for me. This is a good burger. That's a very good burger, honestly. Mm. All right, let me eat fries.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. So it's almost like if we put the fans in charge, then like maybe they make good things as opposed to just listening to corporate testimony.
Well, I don't know how to tell you. But
I know.
The fact that this wasn't voted at all means that none of this was made.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They had all three of these planned before they even launched the website to make them.
Yeah. Right. They just needed thousands
of people to make burgers. There's probably six people that made essentially this burger.
Yeah.
And probably six people that made the other two burgers, and then they just pick one of those people.
I was gonna say this is a fan-made burger with company oversight. They got millions upon millions of submissions.
No. Okay. You can. Somebody else need my fries.
Okay. You want to split them? I'll take them then. I'll take them.
What? I pulled it out. All right. I blindfold. The show is a blind polling system.
The show is a blind polling system. He said not into the mic.
I think I got mine into the mic, but you couldn't hear the banter with Joe because Joe was asking to put the burger back because this is the one we think is going to win. Well, this is the one Vincent thought was going to win.
Yeah, I hope. I fucking love mixing street corn.
Was pleasantly surprised by the fried pickle ranch burger.
In my head, I had them going 1, 2, fried pickle, and then 3. It's going to be like any other fucking...
I was going to say, I know what the next one tastes like.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those. Let's break down what's going to be on this Mexican street corn burger. While Joe finishes the cuts, and then I guess he'll probably show you it as well.
Do you guys believe they're going to put barbecue sauce and bacon on a burger? What? It's insane.
Oh, I got bad news.
Yeah, I see it.
I saw it when he was cutting it anyways. But Burger King's Mexican Street Corn Whopper features a 1/4. And by the way, this is weight based on pre-cooked patty, which I think is probably all. Am I getting up to show him this?
No, I'm doing the same as last time.
Oh, okay.
I need you guys to take a
second. Okay. All right, I did not struggle as much as last time. Vincent? Actually, Vincent, that looks like a big old piece of tomato on that one. Okay. So, yeah, I guess give that one to Joe. I guess Joe likes tomato, too. Features a 1/4 pound beef grilled patty topped with lettuce, tomato, creamy street corn spread, spicy queso, and crunchy tortilla chips. Again, on that sesame seed bun that we come to know and love.
Man.
There it's focused.
Yes, there you are.
Do you guys remember when... McDonald's is like the Southwest something or other. Yeah. And they had like a Southwest ranch and Fritos on a burger that you could get for $1.
I know they used to have the like Fritos wrap.
So they had McDonald's. They had Fritos on a McDouble basically.
Also, interestingly enough, even though this has corn chips and spicy queso and all that other stuff on it, somehow it is 160 less calories than the last one. It is back under that magical threshold of 1 calorie percent at 710 calories. 40 grams of protein also.
What did I just pull out of the bottom of my bun?
Bacon?
Is that bacon?
A Frito chip? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bourbon bacon, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be sweet bacon. And you know what? That could be a contender.
Contender?
I hardly know. So what I will say, chips on a deli sandwich, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Chips on a burger, we're reaching diminishing returns.
Sorry.
But when it mixes with the flavors, let me stop having an aneurysm here. Usually this is Truman's job, to have an aneurysm on stream.
Mm-hmm.
But it works.
Yeah.
It doesn't win like Vincent thought it would, to me at least. But I enjoy the flavors. I enjoy the spice. I enjoy the little crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the little like street corn, like creamy corn spread, whatever the fuck, is pretty fire.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it was the right decision to go corn tortilla chips instead of adding corn on a burger. Mm-hmm. I had corn on a burger like a couple weeks ago. Remember, we split a corned up burger.
Yeah.
Almost essentially this burger from a local sports bar here in Kansas City. And that was not very good. The corn was weird.
Is that a local place? I thought that was like a national chain.
I don't think it's a national chain. I think it's a local chain, I want to say.
I don't know.
But we went to Tanner's.
Yeah.
the people of Kansas City know. But it's fine. You know, it's not.
I would say the lettuce does feel weirdly out of place here. I think we'd be better off without the lettuce.
Yes, the lettuce. They're so scared to not put lettuce on a burger. Mm. I wouldn't be shocked if this maple whatever burger has lettuce on it somehow, you know?
Just because.
Yeah. And it's funny. I am pretty sure I'm going to know what that burger tastes like, the one that we're about to have. We've all had a barbecue bacon burger. It's fine. It'll
be
all right.
Fine.
This one's probably going to be second. I don't think this one beats the pickle one. The pickle one has surprised me.
As I wanted to be like the street corn truther, I also agree. I don't think it cleared the pickle one.
Queso kind of runs into the same thing with mac and cheese for me on a burger. It gets a little lost in it. It's a little lost in sauce.
Yeah, I didn't even realize there was queso on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I could taste the corn dip. I could taste the chips mm-hmm. and then the lettuce. But yeah.
So, I don't know. I think you could simplify these burgers, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But also, I get that, you know, there's a little bit of shock factor, and that's what brings people in, too. So, we are, sadly, I mean, that's why we're here, you know. If they didn't sound crazy, we wouldn't be eating these.
Yeah.
If it was just the Burger King corn chip Whopper, I'm not sure I'd be eating it, you know. But that'd also be bad.
And if it wasn't the $1 million Whopper flight, we mm-hmm. wouldn't be eating it.
That's probably true. That being said, I think it's still good. I wouldn't be disappointed getting it. I'd put it at a 74.
I was going to go 72.
Mm-hmm.
Truman took the words right out of my mouth, 74.
74, nice. All right, last burger time. I'll bring it
the
up this time.
The one we're all going to know.
I'll do it the right way, so that way you guys can, you can break it down while I...
I'll break it down now.
I'll break it down now, y'all. There you go.
Go ahead, Joey.
Flame grilled beef patty topped with maple bourbon barbecue sauce. Crispy onions, jalapenos.
Are they fried jalapenos?
Smoky maple candied bacon and American cheese.
So it says crispy onions and jalapenos. Does that also mean the jalapenos are crispy? Well, because they do fried jalapenos like they do fried pickles.
That's true.
So
I'm big grilled jalapeno guy.
Smoky maple candied bacon and American cheese.
American.
Because it's American.
Not real cheese.
I need American pasteurized processed cheese product.
Ma'am, this is homogenized ham obelisk. What?
The Frunion.
The
Frunion. Oh, that could be the candy bacon.
Why is it spicy?
Why is it spicy? I'm seeing white, which is throwing me off.
In real life or on there?
On the bun.
Okay.
Which I guess is, maybe I'm just seeing a lighter part of the bun.
You know what? Maybe half of my Whopper did get through.
What would you do for the bun?
It was a callback to my joke earlier in the show.
Okay.
Do you want the larger or the smaller? I don't care. Because on the first one, I took the larger, and then on the second one, I gave you the larger. So, okay.
Hold the phone. That bacon's actually really good. A little bit of just the bacon was hanging off the sandwich. I ate that. That was fire. Best-looking cross-section of all the burgers. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
I mean, they can see it.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, you want me to see the cross-section? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a fucking...
I also just took off a little piece of the bacon. That bacon is gas.
That bacon is gas, yes.
It reminds me a lot of the... Take this how you want, the Dunkin's Donut bacon. Because mm-hmm. I like their bacon. It's very good. Because they do like a... Like almost like candied like bacon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one they put on their donuts?
No.
You know what? Shout out them also for actually having a sweet burger. Normally,
quite sweet.
When they're like, oh, we're going to have a sweet burger. It's just like barbecue sauce. But this is like honey. There's like a honey in there or something. This almost tastes like a breakfast Whopper.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really fucking maple and that, dude.
Throw an egg on this.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a burger.
Burger King, call me. Call me.
Let us get half this million.
There's a stoner working at a Burger King somewhere, and they've made that. They've put one of those folded eggs on this sandwich, and it's been fire. But more importantly, put an over easy egg on it. You know the deal. Mm. Don't waste no time with a scrambled egg on a sandwich. On a burger, ever.
Biscuit. Or am I flying too close to the sun?
Mm. Are you still going burger patty?
Still this.
As like, do they make Whopper sized stuff?
Swap it with biscuit and an egg.
Okay.
No, okay. Now you see, flying too close to the sun would be
easy, Icarus.
Glazed donut bun.
Yeah, it's too much.
Which would be too much.
It'd be diminishing returns at that point.
I would say we talked that good shit, and this did pleasantly surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Good on you, Burger King.
Yeah, this
That's three pretty good Whoppers.
Yeah, this is a stronger showing the Burger King's had in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I bet this one definitely clears the calorie count with all the fucking sugar that's in this and the bacon. I think it's also always the bacon, too. $7.99, 880 calories, 41 grams of protein. So which, pop quiz, which burger had the least amount of protein?
Was it the last one?
Yeah.
It was Mexican corn. Street corn, yeah. That one only had 40 grams of protein. This one has 41. The fried pickle ranch had 42. Run the math on how you want to figure out how they got there.
Because the pickles got protein in them.
I guess it's that ranch. Yeah, because maybe fucking protein pickles.
They fucking coat the pickles in whey powder before they deep fry them.
Oh my God. Swole. But yes, it is over that one calorie percent threshold that we love to see on GrubBuds.
Although, Vincent, you said that, and now I'm imagining that you can get your Whopper. You can get an Impossible Whopper, and then you can get, like, I don't know how they do it, but just, like, there's a cup of whey protein in baked into the bun or something like that, and you just...
Like keto bun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
The bun just is the Katie bacon.
Yeah. Flame grill patty top, maple bourbon barbecue sauce, crispy onions, jalapeno, and smoky maple candied bacon. And they fucking did it.
I'm not getting bourbon at all.
I'm not getting the smoke from the bacon, but it's like peppered maple candy bacon, which is, honestly, I'd say better.
Yeah. Damn.
Wow.
I just got another idea in my head.
Burger King might be good, guys.
I've been saying it. I'm a Burger King believer. I'm a real king.
You're a BKB?
Yes. BKB. I'm a believer king. Stupid. That one was stupid. I can tell by Vincent's disappointed look. It was stupid.
Yeah. Doesn't Sometimes matter. You don't even have to say anything. You just let the joke sit, and then you're like.
The silence. The silence you can feel in the air. Okay. Let's rate this burger and get the heck out of here.
So as we're doing this, I want you to all think about us starting our own burger restaurant based entirely around the theme of as much protein as possible.
God.
The Broger Stop or something like that. And
we're not calling it the Broger Stop.
And everything on our menu is like how many calbrohydrates protein.
It's carbrohydrates.
Carbrohydrates.
Damn it, that's what I meant. Carbrohydrates. Brolesterol or something.
Sounded out of here. Brolesterol is very funny.
Fibro.
High on brolesterol.
Bros fat. No, that's a little
fibro.
Mean.
Fibro. Yeah.
Just everything on the menu, we somehow fit bro into it.
Rate the damn burger.
God.
Man,
I'm giving this an 80. I'm putting this right with the fried
burger.
Yeah, I was
going to say, fucking could not have been more wrong. I also agree that this, because I was going to give it a 78 too. It's like.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's all good slop.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Maybe it was an actual competition.
Maybe these people are trying to.
Because somebody won, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I want to rate this. I think I'm trying to figure out if it's recency bias or if I like am like, because I want to say it might be better than I'm going to put it in 84. I think it was one better. That bacon really fucking surprised me. How good that bacon was.
It was a sweet burger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Take the sweetness of this bacon, put it on the fried pickle to go with the saltiness of the pickles.
Actually, you know what? I'm putting it at an 83. I'm going to match it. I'm going to match it to the fried pickle Whopper, ranch Whopper. The reason being, I think eating a full burger of that, I think would wear me out.
Yeah.
Which one?
I was just kind of like thinking that. Like if you're like of drunk and you go to like eat that, that's not going to go super well.
No. But the fried pickle ranch would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mexican street corn would be fine, but I think I would also get tired of the chips by the end of it. So,
yeah.
For that, the fried, you know what? 82 to, you know what? I'm decided. I'm crowning my chances.
All in all.
A flat number.
All in all, a good showing by Burger King today.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Overall, a 73.73. And that's with Vincent being absolutely wrong about the cheesy tots. I mean, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Vincent, those are in himself. The 70s, yeah.
Yeah, the what?
Because with that, if Vincent gave, you know, anywhere close to our scores, that's in the 70s, too.
Yeah, and even like if I give it like a 60, I think it's still in the 70s.
Yeah, it would still pull up to a 70.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
So.
But fuck him.
Yeah.
Drag him down.
Shout out Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took a big swing, which we always appreciate on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Point for taking a big swing. Well, and you nailed it.
Well, because especially since their last showing was not bad, but slightly above average slop with the kooky and crazy meal or
a small swing.
Yeah.
That was a small swing.
The gummy potato bun was not great.
Yeah.
The churro fries were gas. And everything else was. Yeah, it's Burger King.
Everything else was, you already
actually, you know what?
This.
That shake was
the
good.
The shake was pretty good.
But not how they described it.
Yes.
By total accident.
Is there coffee in this? And there's no mention of coffee.
And no mention of mocha or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there you go.
When we ate those, did we ever take the fire churro and the
shake and dip them? We should have.
We just didn't think to just.
Nope.
Not a lot of on the brain here at GrubBuds.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so there you go. 73.7333 for Burger King. Those Whoppers are an 80.33 for the Fried Pickle Ranch Whopper, 73.33 for the Mexican Street Corn Whopper, and a straight 80 for the Maple Bourbon Barbecue Whopper. Again, if you are skeptical about Burger King, I would recommend going and giving them a try.
Truman and I are eating our 5 pounds of meat in just these Whoppers.
Dude, those Whoppers are just a 4th-pound patty before they're cooked, which is crazy.
Okay.
But
yeah, because it's 5 pounds.
Which is why we very specifically said post-cook.
Yeah.
Post-cook is crazy.
Because even like a half-pound patty before cooked is like a third or less.
Yeah, I mean, if you cook I'll cook like a 9-pound pork butt. I'm probably going to get 6 pounds of meat out of that.
Yeah.
Or so. But also there's a bone in there, so do what you will with that.
I've got a bone.
I got a bone to pick.
With our patrons over at patreon.com.
Yes, patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out everybody who was there. Me. Joe, Aaron, Skyler, Dylan, Mailbox Kansas City, and Ozzy. Really appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you're still here on YouTube, listen, you've made it over 40 minutes into this. You want to like, you want to comment, you want to subscribe. Comment why you stuck around over 40 minutes, you psychos. And
don't forget to tell us what is on your fan-made Whopper.
Your fan-made Whopper, what would you put? So, that'll do it. That'll get us out of there. And I'll tell you what, personally, me personally?
We've had enough of this nonsense.
Me personally?